God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Let's just stop right here. There are numerous reasons why he says it this way, and this is the perfect way to say it. Everything he does is perfect. But you know, they came out of a situation of serving multiple gods. And there was a God for this, and a goddess for that, and a God for this, and a God for that. And different manifestations was from different gods. And he keeps reemphasizing to them, same Holy Ghost. Yeah. He moving this way, and then he moved a completely different way, but not a different Holy Ghost, same Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And today we need to know, many different ways that God moves. And we have to watch about thinking that our culture is the best and only way that God moves. In being able to get out, out of town a little bit, and even in other countries and other places, I've been in situations where something began to happen, and at first, my first natural response was, oh, I don't know about that, because I didn't say anything. I just kept my mouth shut, but I'm thinking, I don't know. But a little while into it, I realized that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Now, he's moving a little bit different way in their culture. Right, and with them. But I found out he is amazingly adaptable. He will work with us as much as he can. He really will. It's amazing. And we got to watch about thinking all our ways are his ways. A whole lot of the stuff we do is just our way. It's what we're used to. And we don't just want to go convert everybody to our way. We're not called to go into all the world and westernize folks. Or southernize them. Or Americanize them. Go into all the world and proclaim the good news. And God's going to move. How many believe in heaven already? And when we get there, we'll see there is amazing diversity. What are you going to see when you get there? You're going to see every tribe, every kindred, every nation, every tongue. Is that right? Now, you're all going to be family, but it's going to be differences. Wonder how many different styles of music they have. Every style. See, somebody said, every style? Yeah, every style. The devil never created anything. He just took something good and messed it up. Perverted it. It's really interesting. You know, some of the tempo and style of some of the hymns that are older to us and we think are most holy, those tempos were popular in the pubs during that time. That makes you think, now don't. And think about, we don't even know what the tempos and styles were 2,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, right? I mean, a lot of it is just, it's varied, it's changed, but you know the Spirit.
Amen.
And if you'll be open, you can testify. Now, there's a lot of folk, even though they call it Christian music, it ain't. I just look straight ahead and smile, be happy. Just because people call themselves a Christian group or a Christian band doesn't mean that what they're singing is the Word or that it has any faith in it or any life in it. In fact, there's a lot of songs in the hymnals that ought to be torn out and thrown away. They are against the Word of God. They're contrary to what the Lord said. So you want to judge everything by the written word and by the Holy Spirit who's in you. Because if there's the Holy Spirit coming through somebody else, you'll recognize him. That's the same Spirit that's in you if you're born again. Now keep reading. He said, to one is given the word of wisdom, another the word of knowledge, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally or individually as he will. Who can have these manifestations again now? If he'd have said it one time, it'd have been true. But he repeats it. Why? Because he knew how people would be. People think, oh, that's just for the preachers. Oh, that's just for somebody that doesn't do anything but pray all day and all that. No, every man.
Yes, sir.
Could you have one or more of these manifestations in your life?
Yes, sir.
Could you?
Yes, sir.
Should you?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to?
Yes.
Are you hungry for it?
Yes.
You should be. We must be hungry for these things. And we're not only hungry for it to manifest in us. We'd be glad to see it manifest in our neighbor.
Yes.
We just want to see it happen.
Amen.
And the main thing is that the needs get met.
Yes.
And the things that God wants done, desires to be done, would be done. Whether it's manifested through you or me or whoever, we should be hungry for it. He's writing to the whole church at Corinth, telling them to desire and covet earnestly these things as a family. Now we've looked at, we've said there are three groups of three that these manifestations, these nine, logically fall into. Three manifestations that speak or say something. Three manifestations that reveal something. Three manifestations that do something. And you could call them utterance manifestations, revelation manifestations or gifts, power manifestations. We've already talked some about tongues and interpretation of tongues. Well, diverse kinds of tongues. And prophecy. All three of these say something. And the greatest of those is prophecy. We've already talked about now three of the revelation manifestations. We've talked about word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. And the greatest of those would be word of wisdom. But let's go on tonight to the power manifestations. Are you ready for that? Somebody say power.
Power.
Does God have power?
Yes.
Oh, does he? Does he have power? Go to Acts. The book of Acts, and of course we're camping out a lot these days in the book of Acts because that is one of the best places to look for these manifestations. And this is what our life and church and ministries should look like.
Amen.
If your ministry, your church, our ministry, our church, our life does not look and sound like this book, we need to pray and believe God and seek and get things changed until it does.
Yes, sir.
Now the question is, will we settle for a mental, physical life?
No.
Many have. Many have. They've settled for so little. And many read the book of Acts like it's some amazing thing that happened and God just did a special thing. But now we've settled into normal Christian life. And this is how it is. And God had to do some special things in those days just to kind of kick it off and get the thing going. But now we've got the whole Bible and the canon of Scripture and we know Jesus is Lord and we don't need all that. Well, that's one of the biggest lies that anybody ever told, including people that told it over the pulpit.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes,
no, we got the same Holy Spirit they had.
Yes.
We got the same name of Jesus.
Yes.
We're preaching the same gospel.
Yes.
Are supposed to be.
Yes.
We got the same Great Commission.
Amen.
We are a part of the same church.
Yes, sir.
And the book of Acts is still being written.
Yes,
I don't know what chapter you and I are in right now. But I think if some folk could be reading it, they'd have fallen asleep several chapters ago. Because the first part was pretty exciting. But some parts of it have been pretty dull reading. Chapter 3 million of Acts or whatever it is. Well, we can't do anything about other people's chapters. But we are in our time right now. This is our time. This is our moment. I don't think we realize what that means. You and I are going to be out of here in just a few blinks of an eye. Just a few breaths and we're out of here. Our time here is so brief. And it's not just about going to work and coming home and washing clothes and ironing them and cutting the grass and making sure the meals are done. So these things are necessary. But friends, let's get our eyes up off of that, because that's not going to continue forever. In a few more days, you're going to be out of here. And you're not going to be doing any of that anymore. Do not just bump along day to day like this is going to continue as it is forever. It's not. It's not going to continue much longer. Even if the Lord tarries his coming, it won't be much longer for you. Amen. Or for me. People say, oh, I don't like to think about that, Brother Keith. I don't. You need to think about it. You need to live. Every one of us need to live ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Every one of us.
Everyone.
Nobody in here is guaranteed, what you're going to see, beyond this. Every one of us need to be ready to go right now.
Amen.
But then we need to live every day. So we have no regrets tomorrow. And so we have no regrets millennia from now. This is our time. This is opportunity. Right? To do what? To believe God. To preach the gospel. To be used of God to advance the kingdom in the earth. Friend, this is important. This is big stuff. Not too many on the planet see it and realize it, but God's graced us to. Graced us to be, the Lord said this to me some years ago, I wrote it down. He said, most of the people on the planet are either dead or asleep. That's a fact. Now he's talking about spiritually, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Most of the people on the planet are either dead. What does it mean to be spiritually dead? You're not born again. Your spirit's not alive to God. So then you're clueless, right? About what's even going on in the earth. That's why you got so many folk running around. They're like, why are we here? Well, read the book.
Yeah.
What's life about? What's the meaning of life? What's the true meaning of life? Why are we here? People roll their eyes and act like it's some huge question that could never be answered. It's answered right here in the Bible.
Yeah.
Simple. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
Why are you here? All things were made for His pleasure.
Yeah.
And created for His will. We're made to do the will of God. We are made to fulfill His plan in the earth. We are made to please Him. And if you're not doing that, you can't be happy. No way, no how. No matter how much money you got, how many magazines your picture's on the front of, how many people go to see you in the movies, or it makes no difference. If you're not serving Him, you can't be happy. Can't be fulfilled.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Gifts of Healings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304J. That's R1304J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.